neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Says Untanecha Hashem Lerosh Velo Lezanav. So we have a special bracha to be Rosh and not Zanav. So now, of course, first question is, when you are Rosh, actually, that will take care of the Zanab. So when you're Rosh, so you're not Zanab anymore. So how come we have a double message? One is to be Rosh, and then don't be Zanab. You're ahead. You're a president.
You can use it.
So how come he says, don't? The blessing that Hashem gives you, or the blessing that you have to ask Hashem to be Rosh, but not Zanab. And the answer here is that sometimes many Rashim is actually a Zanab. So that means if you're offered a very, very great position, makes lots of money, you like that position? They offer you to be head of the gangsters. You take it? Why? We have a candidate in the other room. No? You don't want it? Why? Lots of money. Easy job. Lots of vacation. Every day vacation. So you don't like it? No?
No.
Last chance. So here, Tazam Shay is teaching us, many times you feel your Rosh, but actually, it's nothing but the Zanab. So now here, so Zatam Shah is warning us where you place yourself, first of all. Let's say you could live in a place that is extremely maybe mechubat, very respectable, is nice, but the outcome is going to be Zanab. It's a rush. It takes you at least 5 to 10 minutes to get to the house. Because you have to drive to the house. When you get to the house, it's a rush. But the outcome could be a lot of Zanabim. So now the other question that is asked, you follow so far? So that means not every rush is a rush. It looks like a rush, but actually it's a Zanab. It looks like a head, but it's nothing but a tail. People might respect you. They say, wow, Mr. Filoni and Filoni, plus Filoni and Filoni. Actually, you know, in Tayman, they had a special limousine that you used to sell in Tayman. You know? Hamor. Yeah, Hamor. So now, if the Hamor had a problem, they would put carpet over it. So this way, they will attract people. Yeah. So now, when you see like a nice shatiach, nice carpet and a chamor, so for sure the chamor is panchar, has some problem. So now here, if the chamor is a good chamor, they don't put the carpet over the shatiach over, but because they wanted to, you know, get rid of it, put a nice carpet over the chamor, so people will be attracted and buy it. So now here he says, "Untanecha Hashem leRosh v'lo Zanav." Because sometimes you put yourself a lot of shatiach, lots of carpet, to make yourself look like a Rosh. But actually, it's a defective Hamor. No, this way in Tayman, that was how they did business. So now here, first of all, you have to be very careful that the type of Rosh that you're after, they give you, they offer you, make sure it's a real Rosh. It's a Bet Yosef, glad, kosher. Not, it's a Zanab and will end up to Zanab. Now, the other question that is asked, why animals they have Zanab? Have you ever thought about this?
Because
they have Rosh. Okay. Also, human beings they have Rosh. So how come I lose the Hazana? You never thought about this? You never take a tour in zoo?
My question is, how does the Rav come with this question? Me not thinking something else. The Rav coming up with this question on the whole is a...
I have nothing else to think about. Think about the Torah. Baruch Hashem. So why behemot they have zanav? Why Hashem gave zanav to behemot?
And distinguish which one is the rosh, which one is the zanav. We have to see the front and back of an animal.
Without zanav, you cannot tell. No. Why? You see a lion. You cannot tell which way is his head. No. The head of the lion you cannot tell. What happens? You grab a zanav of animal. What happens?
You get a bit.
No. As far as the whole being of the animal is based on you lift him with the zanav, that's it. Done.
It's very interesting that Vashti, you are the Lord, you know, when she didn't want to come, one of the ideas of the Gemara is she had the zanav, she had the tape. It's interesting, no? So why Hashem gave her the zanav? Why? So here, it's so interesting. Animal, you get up to the zanav, that's it. You got it. It's very interesting. Person, I have a saying, I'll cut him by the tail. You heard about this? So that means he's done, he's finished. Done. Human being doesn't have a zanav. What does it mean? The human being, his essence and his being is much greater than that. To be only based on his tech, his animal, you take his zanav, that's a finish. But human being is not so. But why? Why?
Human being is controlled by his head.
Because Ribono Sholam gave human being gave him chokhmah. So now here, his chokhmah can make it rosh. Or make it
Zanav.
What we say on Rosh Hashanah, when you eat Rosh Keves, was that the same? What do we say? Ye Le Rosh Velo? What does Ye Le Rosh mean?
When
Ye Le Rosh, what does it mean?
To be belong to the head.
Oh, Chazak Baruch. It doesn't mean to be head. Who told you this? We don't ask Ribono Shel Olam to be Rosh. No. We don't ask Hashem to be Rosh. We ask Hashem to be toward the Rosh. Venihye Le Rosh. Not Le Zanav. That's a mistake that everybody makes, that he wants to be a Rosh. And that makes them the Zanab, the Bezanabim. Because the task of Yehudi is not to be Rosh, to be head, to be the best. You have to see what Ribono Shel Olam expects from you, then that means to the Rosh. That's why, and later Rosh Hashanah, we ask Ribono Shel Olam, please give me Chokhmah to only think toward you, what you want. What makes you happy? What can I do for you? For Ribono Shel Olam. So we say, Vihye Le Rosh. Not to be Rosh. To be Le Rosh. To do the will of Ribono Shel Olam.
It takes a lot of work. That every step that we take, you have to ask Ribono Shel Olam.
You agree? Can I? You permit? Every step we take, Ye Le Rosh. You have to take a visa constantly, passport constantly, constantly. And especially when you think,
so many times, things that you think, Hashem doesn't want you to think that way. Did you know that? You didn't know, see? Can you think anything you want? Can you?
No.
No. Do you ask Hashem, what should I think?
Yes.
Only good soul. Do you ask?
No.
Why don't you ask? No, that's the whole point. No. You're not permitted to think whatever you want. And that's a mistake that people make. Because whatever you think, then you're going to say, then you're going to do. And then you make a big trouble. So first you have to ask Hashem, what am I supposed to think? Then he tells you, then you speak the way you think, and you do whatever you think, and then everybody will be in peace. You will be in peace, you will be happy, and you'll be happy. So that's what Venehil Rosh means. And that's what people need. All of a sudden, they get up, they go, they come, they sit. You know why? Because they think whatever they want to think. And you're not permitted to think whatever you want to think. You have to practice constantly. Ask Ribono Shel Olam, can I think that way? You permit? And it works. It really works.
You give an answer?
Yes, he gives an right away.
Right away?
Yes. Right away gives answer. Anything that you think, right away tell yourself, am I supposed to think that way? And you know, your whole being changes. What you say, what you see, what you hear, your whole being will change. You become a totally different person. Even people, if they're going to see you, they're not going to recognize you. It's perfect. Excellent. Excellent. Just a little more perfect. Hashem Yizakenu to be Larosh, and Chas V'Shalom Lo Nezanavim. Hashem Yizakenu to be able to Mesameach Avinu Shebashamayim.
Amen.
Oni, Gezalot Tovot, Semachot, Nachat, Bekol Am Yisrael. Amen. Shiyei Ratzon.
Koyel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyel HaNishamot, Nishomo Sheli. Koyel HaNishamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koyel HaNishamot, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.